the National Down Syndrome Society, in collaboration with Voya Chaos. Financial Wellness, a guide for individuals with disabilities, for families and caregivers. The Six Pillars.
Hi, I am Ruthie.
I am Antonio Myers.
Today we are going to help you understand what financial wellness is and why it is so important. Financial wellness is one of the things that everyone knows they should master, but few people take the time to learn all of the pieces that make up financial wellness. At the very least, knowing the basics of saving and spending, especially how to make and stick to a budget, helps you live the life you want to live.
You might be asking, what is financial wellness? We like to think of it in four different ways. Four, you are living within your means and not spending money that you don't have. You feel confident in your future and know that there will be money to help you achieve your dreams. Yay! You are prepared for the unexpected. You have money set aside if something popped up that you weren't expecting to happen. And my personal favorite, you are free to treat yourself every now and then.
So what are the six pillars of financial wellness? They are the things we can do to help us achieve financial wellness. Protect yourself and your family, making sure you have protection like health insurance, accident insurance, and that you are contributing to an ABLE account. You can protect yourself long-term with life insurance. Spend with savvy. Make sure you have good money habits. Set and follow a monthly budget. This will help you make sure you have money to spend for necessity, things that you want, and that if there is an emergency. Honor your emergency fund. It is important to have money saved in case you have an unexpectedly spend money. This is crucial because you never know when you might have an unanticipated medical bill. Put money into your emergency fund each month. Save for retirement. It might seem like you won't retire for a long time, but you should still be prepared for the future. Invest in your 401k or individual retirement account, also known as an IRA. If you qualify for SSI and or Medicaid, an ABLE account might be an alternative to 401k or IRA, allowing you to save for the long term without jeopardizing your eligibility. The earlier you start saving and the more consistent you are, the more likely you'll be able to retire and maintain your lifestyle. Manage your debt. Debt takes on many forms, like credit card debt, student loans, care payments, mortgage, and more. Unpaid debts can compound and hurt your financial health. Sticking to a budget and being careful about using credit cards will be helpful. Think big. What are your dreams? My dream is to do karaoke. Write down your wishes and plan for how you wish to save for them.
Now you know the basics. Do you feel more prepared to face the future with good financial health? Remember, achieving financial wellness is a lifelong process. But today is a good day to start, to begin your financial wellness journey. Visit VoyaCares.com to find comprehensive services or visit NDSF.org to read the Financial Wellness Guide.